This is St. Louis Public Radio. For a blind sports fan attending a game in person, it helps to listen along to the radio broadcast on headphones. But the broadcast is usually delayed several seconds from the live action, and it doesn't begin to describe the full experience of everything going on in the ballpark or the arena. Mind's Eye is an organization based in Belleville, Illinois, that's trying to fill some of those blank spots for sports fans with visual impairments. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports.
It's about a half hour before puck drop at the Enterprise Center, where the St. Louis Blues are taking on the Edmonton Oilers. Fans are still filling up the arena. Up in a luxury suite, 17-year-old Gabriel Gregson is getting his hands on some game-used hockey gear spread out on a table. Mind's Eye President Jason Frazier explains to him what each object is.
A couple of the game-used gloves, too.
Who wore those damn things? Like, that's huge.
And then also, like, right in front of you, you want to put your hands on the table here. That's a Tarasenko jersey.
This?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, right now you have your hands on the 9 and the 1.
Gregson needs the audio tour of this memorabilia because he is blind. He's one of 6 young people at the game tonight who are blind or visually impaired and listening in on headphones to a live description provided by a Mind's Eye volunteer. It makes him feel like a part of things.
I mean, I'm able to go like, ooh, ah, with all the fans along with everyone else.
Mind's Eye made its name producing radio broadcasts for the blind, with volunteers reading out loud from newspapers and magazines. 3 years ago, it started providing live descriptions of theater performances and museum tours. This fall, it signed on to do the same for an eclectic list of events at the Stiefel Theater and Enterprise Center, like WWE Professional Wrestling, Baby Shark Live, and NHL Hockey. Mind's Eye volunteer Corey Sturtevant is describing the game tonight. He's standing at a counter in the suite, talking into a mouthpiece. A group of visually impaired hockey fans is nearby, listening in on headphones.
Has it to the right of the goalie. Passes it up to Petrangelo at the point. He passes it to Perron to the right of the goalie.
During gameplay, Sturtevant sounds similar to what you'd hear on the radio broadcast of the game. But he also tries to convey the whole experience of being at the arena. Like when team mascot Louie pulls a prank out in the seats.
Oh, there's Louie in a Santa outfit. He's got a bucket of something. Oh, he just dumped ice all over an Edmonton Oilers fan. That Edmonton Oilers fan is mighty wet right now. All right, we're back to action. The defenseman for the Edmonton Oilers.
Or when the ice crew skates out during a break in the action to clean up the rink.
Jackets, people just, all of them got sock hats on with shovels. They're just skating left to right, right to left, just going around, cleaning up the creases of the goalies.
For a blind hockey fan trying to enjoy the live Enterprise Center experience, those details make a big difference. Andrew Adolphson is 22.
So it really makes me feel like I'm a part of the game, and I'm not excluded from the game. It feels really, really nice.
Feeling a part of the game versus feeling excluded. That's the gap the folks at Mind's Eye are trying to bridge, even if only one hockey game at a time. It's a gap Gabriel Gregson knows well. He was the one getting his hand on the hockey gloves and jersey before. Tonight, he can say this.
I'm feeling pretty included here.
But does he feel that way at many games?
No, that is almost never the case, even in school.
He's in the marching band and the pep band at Triad High School, where he's a junior. But once the football or basketball game starts, he's left out. He can't find someone who's willing to describe it for him.
Yeah, they don't really care about it. Like, they don't want to do it. It hurts. It really hurts. Because I want to have the same fun as everyone else, but it really hurts.
Zone passes it back to the defenseman. And he gets stolen. Brayden Schenn has a breakaway.
The Blues score first this night and beat the Oilers 2-0. But the big win tonight for this group is not just the result of the game. It's in feeling a part of things. Getting to cheer for the goals, yeah, but also to laugh when that bucket of ice lands on an Oilers fan. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.